1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Joining us this morning on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, Susan Failer of the American Red Cross Central Plains Division. Blood drives are going to be our focus.
Yeah, Susan, good morning. How are you?
Well, hello. You know, ordinarily I'm like Ron and I'm super fantastic, Susan Failer. But lately I've felt more like a dandy downer.
Uh-oh.
A dandy downer?
What has taken you down, Susan?
Well, why, you ask?
Why, I ask?
Because we are still searching for people to donate blood, and I dislike begging people to donate, but that seems to be where we are in 2023. So I kind of feel like I'm just not communicating well enough the dire need we're in for blood products. So today I'm going to take a little different approach, and I want to look at the need for blood from a patient's point of view with a few different scenarios.
All right,
so
let's
do it. Let's think that you've been in an accident and you've been rushed to the hospital and you're going to have a blood transfusion. The hospital doesn't know your blood type and they probably don't have time to run a blood test to learn what your blood type is. So they can only transfuse to you O negative blood because that's the universal blood type, which can be given to anyone. So we're always in need of all blood types, but O negative is very important to us because of that reason. So number two scenario, you are a cancer patient and you're going through some treatments, but you can't get your chemotherapy or your radiation treatment because your platelet count is down. And platelets prevent or stop active bleeding, and they are critical to the health of cancer patients. So what happens is chemotherapy and radiation often suppresses bone marrow, so these patients can't produce enough blood or platelets. So now you need a platelet transfusion to get your count up, but there aren't enough platelets or a platelet match, so you're going to have to wait until people donate before you can have treatment. Third scenario, and this is a true story. I have a young friend named Hannah Soderstrom, and she had leukemia, which is a blood cancer. She was telling me that she would need regular blood transfusions and that there were many times when she would go into the hospital for the transfusion and she literally had to wait until someone would basically get blood or they give blood or they would get blood in that was her type. And sometimes she was even sent home and would try again the next day. Hannah told me that the difference in those blood transfusions made her feel, and this is just within hours of receiving those transfusions, is just unbelievable to me because she would be wheeled in or carried into the hospital by her father. And then after those blood transfusions, she would have so much energy, she would be able to walk out on her own.
Wow.
And that just is unbelievable to me that a blood transfusion and in 4 or 5 hours could make her feel that much better. And you see, we talk about how one donation can save up to 3 lives, and that's because your blood is made of different components. But the red blood cells that you have carry oxygen to your body, so of course those are needed. Plasma is what we give to burn victims and also now COVID patients because during the high time of COVID, we learned that plasma had some different products within it that helped COVID patients. And then, of course, like I said, the platelets, which are given to patients that are going through different treatments. So that's just a little bit of an insight of what it's like to be on the receiving end. And I want people to understand we are constantly, it seems like, in a dire need of blood. And that is why. Try not to think of maybe a needle is kind of a scary thought. or trying to carve out a little bit of time to go do that. But think of family or friends or even someone you don't know who might be in some of these situations that need blood. And the other thing is that when we are low on blood and people have scheduled surgeries, oftentimes those will get postponed because there's not enough blood for us to support all of the people that need blood on a regular basis, and then people that are getting surgeries that are kind of a selected or an elective one, even though, yes, they may need them, but they don't need that blood as much as someone who is going through cancer or some of these other things. So sorry to be a Debbie Downer, but I just wanted to have people think of donating blood from the other side of you.
And this comes here, Susan, as there are really, looking at the schedule and just what I brought you in initially, is there's a lot of blood opportunity or blood drive opportunities here to close out the next 2 months. There's a ton.
Yes, there are. And that, again, is an indication that we are in dire need. And, you know, we're not only urging people to come in and donate, but if you make an appointment to donate, please keep that appointment. I know sometimes people get tired of the Red Cross maybe calling them and saying, hey, we need your blood, we need your blood. And they say, yeah, put me down for 2 o'clock, and they really don't have any plans to really come in. Don't do that, because that 2 o'clock appointment is now taken by someone who doesn't plan to come in, and someone who would like to come in would be able to fill that. So last month, I had a lot of blood drives, not necessarily in our area, but those drives, we did not get people making appointments. I've looked at our November appointments, and those are super low as well. And, you know, here we are on the cusp of the holidays, and this time of year, it's traditionally hard on our blood supply because of seasonal illness, winter weather, upcoming holidays, and it just leads to lower appointment numbers and a decreased donor turnout. And, of course, that makes it hard to keep up with the blood demand. So, Chuck, you were talking about all the different blood drives that we have coming up, and a lot of them, well, I think almost all of them, have some sort of a donor incentive that you receive if you come in and donate.
Yeah, you have a number of different incentives here, especially for the ones here in November.
Right, and we have a blood drive on Sunday at the mall, and donors that come in through the 9th of November receive a $10 e-gift card and are automatically entered for a chance to win a $5,000 gift card as well. And they're going to have 3 winners for those. And what they're going to do is draw for one a week for those weeks. And so Sunday we have a blood drive at the Flint Hills Mall. And that's going to be from 11:30 to 4:30. And that's across from Hibbett's. And the best thing to do, I'll mention some of these, but the best thing to do to find a blood drive is to go to redcrossblood.org. Type in your zip code, and it'll pop up all the blood drives that are open to the public in our area. But Sunday we have that one at the mall, and I know there were more appointments available for Monday at the Legion, and that's from 12 to 6. And, you know, why not come in and donate in honor or in memory of somebody in your family or friend that was in the military. This is Veterans Week, so, you know, why not do that? And on Wednesday of this week from 9 to 3, there's a blood drive at Olpe High School Gym. And then I'm really excited. I am going to go ahead and kind of go through the rest of the month, but those $10 gift card and the $5,000 e-gift card winner goes through the 9th. But then the new promotion from November 10th through the 30th, in celebration of one of my absolute favorite movies, it's the 20th anniversary of the film Elf, all donors receive a pair of Red Cross Elf socks.
Awesome.
I'm so excited about those.
Awesome.
But on Wednesday the 15th, there is going to be a blood drive at Hartford High School. On the 20th, at St. Mark's Evangelical Lutheran Church, that's in Emporia. And on Tuesday, the 21st, Linden High School is going to have a drive, and the 22nd at the Chase County Community Building. So that's all through November. And then, of course, December, we have drives there as well. But, again, the best thing is just to go look online and see which ones would work best for your schedule. But in December, we have one at Emporia State. There are going to be two at Newman Regional Health, and there'll also be one in Waverly in December. And there are different promotions during those times, too. So those should be listed out there. But, yep, that's the scoop.
RedCrossBlood.org.
You got it, baby. Or you can always call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
All right. Susan, thank you. You know, donating's our favorite.
Yes, donating of all kinds of things is your favorite, but hopefully blood is your number one favorite.
Awesome. Susan, thanks
Susan,
again.
Thanks. Keep up the good work.
Best of luck.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate everybody coming in.
You bet. Thank you, Susan Failer, American Red Cross. The need, we always say it is great, but it seems to be greater at this point, Chuck.
Yeah, it does. And we'll have the story, which will give you all the schedules here coming up here today and tomorrow on KVUE and KVUE.com for all those blood drives that are coming up.
Hey, and I just want to pass this along. I was going to bring this up earlier, and we got sidetracked. I got sidetracked. But today is Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I didn't know that. So.
It is.
Thank you, Carrie.
Carrie Kimberlin right here. That keeps us afloat, literally.
Yeah.
Indeed. So big thanks to Carrie and the great job she does here in our traffic department and more. Not the only thing she does here, but Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day today. It is 9:04. Good morning.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We offer a full line of Yokohama tires, the Geolander AT-GO15, Yokohama MT-GO03, and the Avid Ascend LX. So whether you're on or off-road, Yokohama tires will get you where you're going safely. And while you're here for tires, we can service your vehicle as well. Our experienced, certified staff can handle repairs, including brakes, shocks,